Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, April 21st. There you go. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again tonight. Good to have you here again, and we look forward to having a really good call. Before we get started, obviously, every time we open the call with a word of prayer, and then we go to Sue for what should be another really beautiful, encouraging word from God. So let's do that now. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything that you're bringing to us, everything that's happening behind the scenes, everything that we know is occurring to bring forth this blessing which you have promised us. Thank you for it. Thank you for the timing of it. And thank you for everything else that we have and will enjoy in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a magical time. This is a special time for everybody. Bob, you, me, Big Call Universe, thank you for it. We can't wait to hear what you have tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. That was beautiful. And tonight we're going to continue on our teachings that are geared towards galvanizing your purpose. Be sure to use the abilities God has given you. Put these abilities to work. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone may notice your improvement and progress. 1 Timothy 4:14. In Jesus' parable of the talents, the master said to the servant who had failed to use his one talent, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents.
Right.
Matthew 25:28. Fail to use what you've been given and you'll lose it. Concentrate on doing your best for God, work you won't be ashamed of. 2 Timothy 2:15. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You're after one that's gold eternally. 1 Corinthians 9:25. How real servants act. Jesus said, whoever wants to be great must become a servant. Mark 10:43. You can tell what they are by what they do. Matthew 7:16. We serve God by serving others. How can you know if you have the heart of a servant? Real servants make themselves available to serve. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him. 2 Timothy 2:4. If you think you're too important to help someone in need, you're only fooling yourself. You're really a nobody. Galatians 6:3. Being a servant means giving up the right to control your schedule and allowing God to interrupt it whenever he needs to. Real servants pay attention to needs. Whenever we have the opportunity, we have to do what is good for everyone, especially for the family of believers. Galatians 6:10. Real servants do their best with what they have. If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. Ecclesiastes 11:4. And real servants do every task with equal dedication. Just think about those and think about the purity and the accountability of those words and where and how you move with them. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I like that teaching. I think that's great. And it parallels what we had last Thursday about, you know, Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And mm-hmm. I like this one a lot because, you know, you started talking about the parable of the talents. And each person was given, you know, from 1 up to 10 talents, and what were they going to do with it? And the one with 1 talent didn't want to lose it, and he hid it under a bushel basket, basically buried it in the ground, and got no improvement from it, got no profit from it. So I think what I like about this teaching is it does talk about that, but we have to know the bigger truth is, what about Jesus? You know, Jesus came to serve and not to be served. Remember, that's it, which is completely the opposite of an earthly king. Now, one day, Jesus will come back and become an earthly king in Jerusalem during the millennial reign. But for right now, you know, look at what he did. When he came to the earth, he came to serve and not be served. We have to look at that and say, okay, are we serving others? When somebody asks for a drink of water, do we give them a drink of water? Jesus says, you've done this, you who have done this to the least of these among you have done it as unto me. So anytime you do something for someone else, even if it's as simple as a drink of water or helping out here, or mowing a lawn there, or anything that you're doing to help other people, you're doing it as unto the Lord. You're doing it as unto Jesus himself. And I think that's a really good motivation. And then you take that a little further, you say, well, wait a minute, am I a giver or am I a taker? Do I take from people or do I give to people? Because that's really, I think, another good point, not brought up in this story, but I think it's another concept that we can go to when we talk about what you brought out, Sue. I think it's really good. You had a lot of good scripture in there, and most of it was talking about using our talents. And you know what? If we don't use our talents, they might go away. It's like... Well, I have to say, it's like a foreign language. If I don't keep up with my French, I'll lose it. If I don't keep up and speak Spanish every chance I get, I might lose it. Same thing with all the German and the other languages. I mean, use what God has given you and say, well, I don't really have anything. You know, remember when Jesus told Moses, you know, to hit the rock or strike the rock in Meribah and Meribah, grumble and gripe. He said, you know, they needed water. Everybody's complaining. We have no water. And so he said, strike the rock, which is a symbol of Jesus. Strike the rock, smite the rock is what he said. And then the water gushed out and it became like a river. A river was created to water all the people, their cattle, everything, in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, out of a rock. But that's who God was, and that's who he is. You know? I don't know why I went there, but anyway. I think it's important to realize this is a very good teaching, Sue, and I like the fact that you brought up the talents. It's important to realize, use it or lose it. That's sort of what the thing is here. Use it or lose it. And it's really important. Sue's talented. She's got a lot of, and she's getting better and better every day, I can tell. Bob's super talented also. And in his research and what he brings out for us in terms of health and supplementation is first class. It's really without peer. And I'm hoping I'm bringing you guys quality information regarding exotic currencies and what we're expecting here very soon. So thank you very much, Sue, for finding that teaching, and I appreciate it very much. And Bob, what did you glean from that teaching? What would you say about it tonight?
Bob? Bob says, in absentia.
Did Bob get knocked off today, maybe? There we are. Okay, Bob. What did you think of the teaching, Bob? What would you say to it?
Well, I was going to say, you know, Sue, thank you for bringing this. This is something that I really enjoy, is thinking about what are you good at and how do you use it to help other people. And what I started thinking about, Sue, was back a couple years ago when you told us about Havendine. And that was you sharing something you were good at, which is techniques and teachings that help people with reorganizing their brain, reorganizing their thoughts, and to help provide that service to give people a better life. And so for me, when I decided to look into what Havening was all about and then start learning how to do it and attending class through havening.org and then interviewing Hilary Russo for my podcast and practicing myself and then sharing with other people. And it's been a lot of people, Sue. And it's continuous. Just this past week on Wednesday, I was standing in front of a husband and wife, and they were telling me how he had been traumatized in an accident and broke his neck, and they were still struggling with it. And I just, right there, as we were standing there in a big crowd, I taught them how to do Havening. And so it's sometimes just that one sharing, as you had done, Sue, just mentioning something like that is an act of service, because you're displaying courage to be confident in sharing what you're sharing, including in the midst of a very large audience of Big Call listeners. And you never know what one spoken word, one phrase, one sentence can have a ripple effect that goes a long, long way. And I started thinking about Brendon Burchard and his teachings, and he has this beautiful planner that he calls the High Performance Planner. And it's really cool because it gives you a whole book that will last for an entire year. And he helps you set your mindset in the morning. And one of the things that he makes you write down when you first get up is, you know, if there was a word or a phrase that could describe the type of person that I want to be today, what would it be? And then another one is write down the name of a person who might really need your service, might really need you to be on your A game, you know, for today. And then he has a bunch of them. There's like 10 or 12 things on this list. And another was something about surprising somebody with something, some bit of appreciation, like a gift card or a note or something like that. And not only that, but he challenges you to go outside of your comfort zone to do these things. You know, there's something I'm afraid to express, thinking people might not receive it well, or something I'm going to do to help somebody else, and maybe others might look at me wondering why I'm doing it. But go outside of your comfort zone And then because, you know, he himself is a coach, he talks about looking at yourself during the day as if you were a high-performance coach and you were looking down upon yourself, giving yourself advice from that meta position in the persona of a high performance coach, and then how would that change your day? And then, you know, a final question of, you know, how exactly would I know if today was a success? And then the planner, you know, it helps you with your goals for the day and a list of things that absolutely have to be done. It's all in a planner with the times of day broken down, you know, into half hours segments. And then he also gives you guidance of how did you do, you know, at the end of the day, you know, looking for clarity for yourself as to how your performance went. Did you bring the necessary energy to the table to accomplish what you wanted to do? And, you know, did you have the courage and the specifics, you know, there at the end of the day so you could look and say, I was of great service today because I planned for it.
Well, that's beautiful, Bob. Wow. Thank
you
so
much.
Good, Bob.
I like that. It's valuable. Very useful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bob. What do you think, Sue? You've been a life coach for 35 years. What do you think of this teaching and the talents that were mentioned and everything else about serving others? What was your take on this teaching?
Well, there's a lot here, and I just want to. I'll go. Me, Bob, you. One of the things that I think Bob just modeled that is a very exceptional talent is he was able to articulate and reflect and mirror back specifically what somebody else's talent was. And when you can give that, like, it wasn't generic, it was very specific. He named he named an event, he named a skill, and he showed everybody, this is the world we're going to be moving into. Is if you have a team and you can reflect specifically, not you just did a good job or you're getting, you know, whatever, when you can specifically say, I really like the way you did this one thing, like I'm doing with Bob and what I'm going to do with you, Bruce, in a minute, is that allows people to notice that you have the awareness and the empathy to see their gifts and lift them. He elevated that. And he showed that when you elevate somebody else and you can articulate that specifically, the person really knows you were really receiving their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I really, it gives people's value back to them. And when you do that and you create a team where that value is reflected back, that's when you increase trust. That's when you increase capacity. Listen to my segment. And that's when you go, wow, they were really paying attention. And what's the most important thing that you could do for another human being? Quality of attention. Quality of attention. I always say quality of attention is love. And that's what Christ did. And what you do for us, Bruce, is you put your attention on making sure that everyone on this call has the most integrated, high standard, up-leveled, and digested intelligence that is free of distortion. It's kind of like being, it's like being a super high-powered weatherman. It's really kind of what your job is. because the intel, it's like I'm noticing they're running two models at once these days. Well, we've got this model and we've got that model. But the model, because we're now in a quantum world and the dynamics are fluctuating so much, we're all going to have to be like weather people. And you have decided to help people understand the patterns in and shaping this currency event. And that takes a talent of persistence, of commitment, of really dialing down and in, having been around you for 10 years is the way I'll say it, so that you can really sort through a lot of things and bring out the most accurate, boots on the ground, and scalable information. So to me, this whole lesson is watching. Imagine if you were in a meeting, and you're going to have to do both. You're going to have to a couple of things. You're going to have to lift people up, and another skill, because that's, you know, that's easy to do, but another skill is you're going to have to address things. That means being able to handle conflict, being able to have somebody say, hey, you know, I think we, you know, I want to talk to you about something. This is how I felt. That skill, too, is going to be a talent. Being able to express the truth is going to be a crucial talent. So lifting people up and expressing the truth. And then my final statement is, I think we're going to come to a space and time right now where there are going to be new skills of being able to walk with God without something on your forehead that says, I have to abandon myself to be of service. The greatest thing you can do is be deeply rooted in your well-being, deeply rooted in a nervous system that's designed so people can count on you. And that's not going to happen if you're overly distracted, overly giving, overgiving, overcompensating, overdoing. And I think that's been put in people's mind space, heart space, emotional space. And we're going to see a reckoning around how do I serve so that I can regenerate myself, regenerate those I serve, and bring more God into this life without leaking and overdoing it. So that's how I see what we brought all together tonight. And I want to thank you both.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. That's good. I think we definitely need to be deeply rooted. We need to be grounded. And we need to be people of integrity.
Yeah.
That is the toughest thing for a lot of people. You know, are you going to be a person of your word? Are you going to do what you say you're going to do?
Yep. That's really true, you know? Bruce.
That's it. Thank you, Sue. Good stuff. Thank you, Bob. I really enjoyed it. Both of you.
Yes. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. That was so beautiful.
You really phrased everything beautifully, Sue. Both of you did a great job with this. Tell you what let's do. Let's move into our prayer and praise time. Let's see if anybody has any prayer requests or anything that we need to pray for.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, Sue.
So we have Pastor Scott.
Okay.
Tonight's prayer is still needed for my daughters. Destiny still won't sleep at home since the threat on her life by her now ex-mental boyfriend. He's in jail, but she's staying with her older sister. It's been a trying time for all, but I keep saying to all my family is that God's got this. Keep your faith up. My praise is how strong their older siblings have surrounded the two youngest still living at home. It's been amazing. I thank Big Call Universe for going before God and stand in the gap for us. I'm honored to be a part of this family of quantum life givers. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Yeah, we'll stay in prayer. Sue, should we pray for them right now?
No, why don't you go ahead?
Would you like me to? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you on behalf of Pastor Scott, his family, especially the two younger girls. And thank you that the formerly known as boyfriend is behind bars. Thank you that that's where he needs to stay. Thank you for putting a hedge of protection around the family, especially around the girls, and keep them, just keep the stress factor out. Just keep the fact that we're just speaking a complete and total healing to the girls of any trauma or anything that could have taken place. And the same thing for Pastor Scott and the rest of the family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
So we have a lot of prayer requests, and we have three. And so, Bruce and Bob, get your heads ready.
Okay.
So I'm going to take care of this kind of, this is like, what do I call this? I don't know, office detail. So we're having people saying they signed up for the newsletter and they're not getting it. So take it away, gentlemen.
signing up for the newsletter. Now, Bob, that's your bailiwick. What do you think? And they're not getting it.
Three people. Yeah.
Three people. Okay, good. Bob, do you have any comment on that?
Yes, I do. So for many, many years, 15 years, we had the same email server. And because of corporate issues like merger, buyout type of stuff, we now have a different company that has merged a couple of email servers together. And it's not perfect yet. And we're talking about big companies, billion-dollar companies. And so we very rarely, if ever, got any complaints or issues like this before. And now we're starting to get them trickling in. So anybody that has that issue, send us an email. And you can, and or, you know, call to the office, and then Stephanie or Lucy will send Raleigh and me an email, and we'll just adjust them one at a time as they happen. We already have phone calls into the email company to see if there's any type of a patch or a fix they're working on, but that's what's going on.
Now, Bobby, you don't want these emails to go to Sue, of course. So is there anything that people need to know as to how to send the email to you or to the company?
The best thing to do at this point would be to call the 800 number and just say, hey, Stephanie or Lucy, I'm one of the people that's having trouble, you know, with the email. Would you let the guys know to make sure I get on? And that would be the best way to handle it, because you could send us an email, but we're not 100% sure it's going to get through, right?
So, all right, exactly.
If you want to make sure.
What's that number, Bob?
Email.
What's that number?
I got that, too.
Yeah,
I got that.
Okay.
The 800 number is 800-86. Is that the one we're going to use, Bob? 861?
Yep, 861.
800-861-4609. 800-861-4609.
Yep.
If you're having an email problem, just call and speak with Lucy or with Stephanie.
Nice job, you guys. Really good job.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so that's, there were four, actually.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. So also, I'm going to, we're watch this. We're all upgrading tonight. When you're sending a prayer request, sending something that's like a page and a half is going to get, it's just going to get, I don't know what to say. Let's see. I'm wondering if
don't
I can.
Don't send long prayer requests. Just send it short
and
sweet,
exactly.
Right? So short
and
sweet.
I have a mass in my image. It's because I, you know, this is a busy desk over here. Truthfully, I'm excited. Okay.
Yeah.
But pray for me to have great quality of life. This is, we don't, okay, so this is from Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. We're going to pray for you, and we're going to pray that we're seeing you surrounded with the light of Christ, and that your exhaustion and the issues that are affecting you, so that you're not sleeping well. We want you to do this as a practice. We want you to imagine that tonight when you go to sleep, Christ is with you over your bed and is tucking you in. Try to feel that and try to experience the peace of being tended to by Christ, because Christ is in you. And imagine that as you put your head down on your pillow, this is a new brand of sleep that you're going to be entering into. It's your Christ dream time. And I actually helped someone else with this, so I'm going to, and she said she slept for the best she'd ever slept, somebody in the pod. And I want you to imagine that when you put your head on your pillow, you say to yourself, as you imagine yourself in like a golden dome of Christ's love and energy and healing, and you say, I only dream and I only experience Christ. Energy, thoughts, and healing in my dreams. And this is great for anybody because we're missing out on what happens in our dream state, which is a very active, reconnective, and clearing time while we sleep. And you want to just see yourself in this beautiful sphere of Christ light. Christ is tucking you in. Your pillow hits the bed. There's a whole new healing sleep system along with Boomer's products. And just see yourself pulling in this beautiful, restorative, Christ-filled, only in Christ energy. The world has dissolved away. And know that as you go to sleep like this, all your cells are bathed in Christ. Every part of your deeper mind and healing is bathed in Christ, that you are surrounded in Christ, breathing, and you wake up and you notice this remarkable shift in the way you identify as the person that has healing, Christed dreams and sleep. In Jesus' name, we say amen. One.
Amen.
I'll try to make. Okay, everybody with the long prayer request. Okay. So we're just going to shorten it because these prayer requests are way too long. Everybody, just say you got to make it like a paragraph. So this is for Ashton and Brady. That they don't move anywhere. They're asking for a healing fire and that they're asking for reconciliation and being able to see these beings, and that there's total healing in this family system. That's the best I can do, reading through a long prayer request. So let's see the woman who's writing this, who's Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Blessing you. And seeing your whole family, but seeing you in particular as the author with Christ of this new healing condition. And here's the thing. Remember how Christ said, when your eye is single, your whole body will be filled with light? If you've got your eye on the problem and you're only looking at the problem, tell me what's wrong with that picture. So what you're going to do is you're going to act as the single eye for your family. And imagine as we, the Big Call universe, all come together with our hearts wide open and we see with our single eyes, filled with light, that you and your family are stepping into a healed situation. I want you to imagine that there were roses and flowers and beauty and beautiful peace and every beautiful image, picture, feeling that you could imagine. And I want you to drop it into your family, filled with Christ's Easter season tone. Imagine the beauty, the splendor. Exactly. Everything is being renewed. And imagine that you had the authority, own your authority, to be broadcasting that into your family and keeping your eyes single. That's what a healer does. They hold the frequency of the desire fulfilled in Christ. And so we're doing that with you. We're seeing great restoration, healing, reconciliation, and we're surrounding you in this perfect Christ love and reconciliation, a bubble of the most beautiful love, healed, whole, the whole family restored in Jesus' name. And we say, amen.
Amen.
Okay, two more. Three, and then we have Jeannie. I know, I told you.
It's a lot. It's a lot tonight.
Oy. You want me to, I'll do, you want me to just do one?
No, do
and
what
then
you need
Jeannie?
To do, honey.
Okay.
We're on a roll.
My grants are another state. Now I'm burdened. Okay, so we have another one. My grandchildren are in another state in foster care, Texas, now up for adoption on 2nd June 26th. Okay, this is going to be relieved, I believe. And we all know that this weather pattern has changed. But I have a feeling that you're going to like what Bruce says to you tonight. I'm waiting on the RV to happen. Well, I know. Well, it's similar because it's always changing. It's like watching a cloud. It morphs.
Well, sure it is.
So I can fight for them ages 5, 4, and 3. So what we're going to do is, this is for Sheila. And we're seeing Sheila and her family and anyone facing any issue like this. Like if anybody's in separation of any kind, of scarcity of any kind, we're imagining that all that scarcity is removed from your body. All that feeling of separation is removed from your body and nervous system. Prayers can't come through a clogged artery. And we're seeing you being filled to overflowing with relief, with connection, with owning and experiencing and walking in Christ's miracle healing, so that your grandchildren, the adoption, the money, everything that you want. Feel that in your body now. How would you feel? Feel that in your body now, Sheila, and broadcast and say, thank you. Thank you, Christ. And let it be known that your answer is fulfilled and that your prayer is to keep your eye single and walk in the answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. One more.
Amen.
This is a nice short one. Thank you, Shun, S-H-U-N.
Shun.
Shun.
Yeah, Shun.
So this is Shun needing a huge financial breakthrough. Please pray for my husband to get a higher paying job. Please, we are needing a miracle.
Yep.
So this is the, you're in the middle of a miracle. So start there. We all are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can start with knowing that you are walking in the middle of a miracle just by breathing, that lets you acknowledge, thank you for the miracle that I'm still here. Really bring that in to your experience. And then the next thing you want to do is, I want you to imagine that there's a version of your reality where that miracle has already been answered. There's a you that is walking in that miracle already. The financial breakthrough, the connection to everything you need for a huge financial breakthrough, and the only difference between who you are right now and that need for a miracle breakthrough is your alignment and your identification. Because you're actually working with Christ. If you, how did he, you know, feed all the people? How did he turn water into wine? Now is your opportunity to see and feel as if you're holding your husband's hand and you're at peace and you have a financial miracle. What would that feel like if you could walk and be guided to do whatever you need to do? That doesn't mean just giving up, but feel what it would be like if you could take almost like a remote control and say, the miracle is here, and walk in that. Feel it now so that the qualities, the people, whatever you need, line up into your experience, which you can only see when you're ready and aligned with the experience you want. If you're needing it, if you're wanting it, if you're lacking it, what happens? You create more lack. You create more delay. Create more worry. So see everybody on the big call absorbing all this understanding of how they're co-creating with Christ. Blessings of abundance for themselves, for other people, and empowering them in their highest light, their highest vision, their highest alignment with the truth that they are already walking in that miracle. In Jesus' name, we see your breakthrough financial blessing now and say amen.
Amen.
And now,
Jeannie.
You just got to practice that, you guys. You've got to practice walking in and feeling it moving through your system so you can broadcast it and God and Christ pick it up and we go, oh, they're really serious. Okay, so where's Jeannie? Here. Brew. Praise be to God.
Come on, Jeannie.
Okay, praise
come
be
on,
to God.
Bring it in. Heavenly Father, we are forever grateful for your love and mercy. Look back and thank God. Look forward and trust God. I will never fail you or forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. We all carry hopes, and we all face moments when those hopes seem to slip away, especially with this RV blessing that we've been hoping, praying, and patiently waiting for 1 to 15 years plus. Please do not give up, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. And I'm going to say something when I close this out, be prepared. Joy is a decision, a really brave one, about how you're going to respond to life. Wes Stafford. We continue to pray for all our amazing leaders and listeners, for their health, finances, and well-being. RV blessing to come to fruition. May a peace agreement be reached with Iran ASAP. World peace. Question, will this RV blessing happen this month by April 30th or push to May? Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed Easter season. Enjoy your week and stay safe, Jeannie. Here's my comment. I'd like everybody to practice. This is called consolidation. I want you to practice, instead of feeling like you're the victim or at the effect of this big RV that has to happen, try this. You have participated, your heart, your spirit, calling back all your energy into Christ, into you, because you're walking with this single eye looking forward to the RV. The 24 million people that are staring forward into this is happening, and coming back to this call, to listen to this call, do you understand the amplification of power and the need for those of us to do this so that all the systems, have you ever really thought it's not about you? It's about your collaboration with the timing of all these systems getting connected so that we can create a new world. Now, what if you could run that energy all the way, as if Christ were dropping flowers from the minute you started in it, and now you see your much bigger role, and you can look at yourself and you go, oh my gosh, I've been walking with millions of people, holding on with faith like a tidal wave, and that has been speeding this, actually, to get complete and done, and give gratitude that you've endured. It's not going to be endurance anymore. We're going to be out of survival programming. Yeah. But you've had to be pretty gritty with your faith. You've had to be really committed. This is Death Valley Marathon stuff. Serious. And think about all the clearing you've done. Look at where you were 15 years ago, and look at what you've learned about yourself, about life, about people, about the systems. Think about how you were used, how you use yourself, how you committed to being on this call, and celebrate and honor and empower yourself as if pearls and beauty and flowers and bliss and everything that you imagine for this was added unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's good, Sue. I like that. Nice wrap-up, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
You know, it's true. I appreciate it. That was really kind and very serving of you to serve that up to everybody. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is something that, and I think I hope to give you guys a pretty good summary of where we are in my segment. And you'll know, and Jeannie, I know you have a question, and I'll answer that question for you in my segment. Sue, really good. That was the longest prayer and praise segment we've ever had.
I know. I think
so. 15 years, I think, maybe. I don't know. But thank you for handling that so beautifully. And I could have gone so many different directions. Let's do this, Sue. Let's see what you have to offer from your segment tonight. I feel like we're already in your segment. Tell us everything you want us to know tonight, and if you have an opportunity for us, let us know what that is.
Well, let's do this. Let's make it a little bit of a shift, and let's imagine that we're, just to make it a little fun for us, let's imagine that we're leaving. And we're just taking a break, and we're going outside because it's late here on the East Coast. Not for my Arizona friends and California friends, but let's go outside and imagine that we're sitting outside under the stars and sitting by a fire. And let me tell you a few things that we're noticing and things that we're doing. And things that the most important piece that I'd like to be, like to have as my big call legacy was getting people ready and prepared so they had the capacity. There's talent, there's skill, and then there's capacity. The capacity to be who Christ wants you to be and who you know you can be and the world that you're about to step into. And, you know, when it's your eye is the lamp of the body. And so I'm going to ask you, what you've been noticing and paying attention to in the past couple of weeks, because I'm going to show you what I'm noticing, and it's like, it's the everywhere effect. And what it's going to do is it's going to sharpen, and imagine you're just sitting, we're sitting by a campfire, and you're relaxed, and you can take this in on a deeper level than your everyday life. I'm noticing the everywhere effect, and here's what it is. The RV is part of what we call an event horizon. And we've been walking through 15 years of this event getting ready to take off. And most of us can't see. Bruce can see, I can see, Bob can see. We have access to these things that are happening in the background, but it's basically like being in the audience and you can't see the stage, the new stage that is going to be built when they close the curtain and the second act comes on. Mm-hmm. And here's part of it. We're going to be going from centralized authority and institutional authority to decentralized authority. And what does that mean? And what is your role in it? We will be known as sovereigns. Sovereigns are people that know how to lead themselves. It's a big shift from having your outside world lead you, tell you, demean you, control you, etc. Did you know that people are writing about the sovereign child in the age of AI? Did you know they're talking about sovereign relationships? We're about to move out of a whole system that's been based on survival. So what does that mean, and why am I telling you this? Because you've been conditioned into a way of moving through the world that is mostly based on fear, control, survival, and scarcity. It's in your nervous system. So when you add a whole bunch of money into that, there's going to be this new thing that you really need to commit to. And what is it? And why do I know it? It turns out, and Bob talked about the havening, the most important way that you can prepare for what's coming, and there are futurists that are talking about it. I've been in 4 professional conversations about it over the past 10 days. The number one thing you can do, yes, you're walking in with Christ, but it's to get your nervous system open enough, unstressed out enough with things like havening, boomer's boost, everything that you can do to make it so your body feels safe. New things cannot come in to an unhealed nervous system. Healthy relationships cannot come in to an unhealed nervous system. And healthy societies cannot happen in an unhealed, fear-based, scarcity-based nervous system. So what are you going to do? Write this down. Really simple. And I have to say, I'm going to be vulnerable. My domain that I really have to work on is my breathing. Get your breathing under control. It's literally how you're going to regulate your autonomic nervous system so you're not in a stress mode. And why is that important? Because when everything starts changing and all the people around you are talking about how it's changing, you need to be breathing deeply. Go look up breathing techniques. Go to Bob's site for havening techniques. This is mandatory, because so much is going to be changing. But if your nervous system isn't stable, and you can hear it, all these problems are from dysregulated nervous systems. Breathe, go find some meditation in Christ, get regulated in your nervous system, and study how information coming into you, too many people pinging you, too much happening all at once. You've got to really take good care of yourself when this goes. Slow it down. Do your breathing. If you were in the pod, you'd be getting meditation, specifically becoming a founder. But just go out and find things for a regulated nervous system. You can watch Andrew Huberman videos. But the thing is you must, I'm not kidding, you must incorporate into your Christian walk things to regulate your nervous system. Because never in the history of this planet will we be going through so much all around you. Your nervous system is going to be picking up all the changes, and your nervous system could glitch. Everybody's talking about it in my world. I'm on a neuroscience project. I'm in training people how to, you know, teach kids how to learn in this new environment. All that, I see, it's everywhere. It's the everywhere effect. Nervous system, nervous system, nervous system. So breathing, make that your skill. I'm right there with you, so don't think I'm above you. I'm having to really deepen on my nervous system and my breath. That's my, got the other disciplines down, but my breathing is my new frontier. See, we're all learning new things. Or I've had it, but I'm deepening in my practice of it. And in 3 or 4 days, it's really shifted. And then the most important thing is for you to say to yourself this. As I practice embodying more Christ in me, I'm building the capacity to bring that into the world. That, imagine 24 people hearing this and deciding to be accountable and make a commitment, and their breathing and their nervous systems are regulated, and they're becoming self-aware, and they know that when they are experiencing some sort of stress, they can regulate it. That's what it's going to take, because we're all going to be collaborating in this new world. It's not going to be separated. And you've got to pick the people that when you connect with them, you can feel their heart, you can feel their strength, and you can feel that they do those two things with momentum and clarity. Pay attention to that. Notice what you're feeling in your nervous system. Are you feeling, hopefully right now you're feeling energized, clarified, grounded, deepened, and strengthened. Those are the qualities that are going to allow Christ to come through us. And it's very important. So we're doing a class called The Final Frontier. That's landed already in everybody's inbox. And it's launch. We're doing it live tomorrow night and Friday night. We'll see if we get that far. And we'll be introducing the Sovereign Endowments. I had many testimonials, Bruce, that came in from that. We'll be doing that the following week. As long as we haven't gone, we'll do the Sovereign Endowments, which is scripture, stories from 35 years of coaching people, and neuroscience practices to get you into a deeper, more regulated, secure nervous system. So what we want to build, just keep this in mind, what I think we should all be working towards, what does a healthy nervous system, healthy leader look like when they're scaling for collaboration to change the world? What does that look like, sound like, feel like? What do I feel like when I'm in front of somebody like that? That's what we need to be building. That's my gift to the call. And thank you, Bruce, for the opportunity to, and Bob, to let people feel the experience of deep commitment, 35 years, and lived experience, and always trying to get a little bit better every day, as you said, Bruce. So that's my second.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And we encourage you in your breathing technique. Remember, breathe in through your nose. 4 seconds.
Hold. Yep.
Hold for 4 to 6, if you can, or more. Breathe out through your mouth.
Longer exhale. That's how
longer
you
longer exhale if you have enough air.
If
there's enough air to exhale. Yeah.
Yeah.
So output should exceed input in that sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. That's the relaxation response. Exactly.
That's good. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, appreciate that. Yes, the final frontier, and this isn't Star Trek, the final frontier, but might as well be. Wow. Cool, Sue. That's great. And that all went out to the pod today. You're going to start the class tomorrow?
Yes.
And Friday. Wednesday, Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Man, a lot of good information in that segment, Sue. A lot of good things that you said in that. I enjoyed that very much.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Very good. Bob, we've talked about Havening. Talked a little bit about Boomer Boost. I know you've got something new up your sleeve for us tonight. Tell us about what it is you'd like to bring. Hey, don't forget testimonials. And anything new that you have in mind for us, Bob.
All right. Well, first I'll tell you what I have up my sleeve. All right? And I'm going to give you a clue what it is, and you get to guess. It goes pitter-patter, 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 thump.
You're so fun.
Pitter-patter, 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 thump.
Yeah. It's a centipede with a wooden leg.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's funny.
It was up my sleeve. Anyway.
That's clever. Okay.
We do have some really cool testimonials. And this one is like a very interesting one. This guy sends in a picture of himself in some kind of a room with beautiful lights, and he's got a suit and tie out, and he's smiling at the camera, and he's talking about the dynamic combo, Barley and Boomer Boost. And he said, it came just in the nick of time, the dynamic combo. It's an energizing stabilizer to keep Big Pharma away.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's really good.
I like that.
Yep. Yep. Got a whole bunch of them. I got it. Can't really do all these tonight, but here's another one that came in. This one's great. She's taking Gladiator Barley. I've been on the program of Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost for several years and enjoy the benefits it affords my health and well-being. I'll be 83 June 18th, and I stay very busy every day of the week. An example of my Tuesdays. Pickleball lessons at 9:30. Line dance lessons at 12:30. Taco Tuesday with my friends at 3 p.m. Then Western dancing at the Senior Center from 7 till 9:30 p.m. And
wow,
I'm not tired.
That's so good.
And he's not tired, Sue. He's not tired.
I know.
He goes, I tell my friends what I take, and they just look at me and say, right. That's their loss. I can't imagine being without these and many of your other products that I take.
Wow.
I love them. Thank you.
Wow, Bob, that's amazing.
That's what it's really
now
for.
That's a well-scheduled Tuesday, Bob. That's a well-scheduled day.
Yeah, that's playing through life is what that is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. This another one came in about Myotrol. And this is another person in their 80s. I am thankful for this Myotrol product, as I accidentally fell, but I didn't break any ribs. I was just very sore. I give credit to my Myotrol because I know it's the reason my bones are stronger, preventing any damage to my body. Many thanks to the creator of Myotrol and Boomers for believing in it enough to carry the product, giving us all a chance to experience excellent strength and bone health.
Wow.
And signs off with her name and that she's 80 years old.
Fantastic. Wow, so thoughtful.
Listen to this. This is one about super strong relief. I bought this product in case I need it later on. I live on 17 acres, and during the summer, I have some soreness. I'll let you know. The second tube I bought was for my son-in-law, who gets a sore back often. However, my grandson, 19 years old, his son, had come home from hockey camp. I asked him to try it. He was so surprised that in a very short time, the pain and soreness left both hips and also his knees. So I already love the product because my grandson has relief. Thanks to all who created it.
Wow, that's so cool, Bob. I love it.
Yeah. Here's one about, that was the same person. Let's see what else we got. There's a couple of little ones just saying I love the product. The other ones are too long, and it's already 10:15. So I'm just going to say this, Bruce. We have a new sale that started at like around 6:00 tonight.
Okay.
And the old sale is still on. They're going to run concurrently for a few days. And this sale is a flash sale. It's only going to be on for a few days. And it's a 20% off sale on 4 different products. And those products are number 1, Boomer Boost. Number 2 is a travel size canister of Gladiator barley, which is actually, Bruce, when someone gets it for the first time, it's a whole month supply.
Right, and then, their first time.
And the third one is our probiotics, and the fourth one is lignans. So starting right now, get these for the next few days. It's just a flash sale here in the middle of the month.
Right.
Now also we still have the sale, which is 8 different products. When you buy 3, you get them all for half off.
Right.
And you can get, 3 of one thing. You can mix and match it, but only with those 8. The previous ones, Bruce, with the 4 products, those are separate. You can't get 50% off those.
Those
are on sale 20%
off. That's a separate flash sale. That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
But this sale that's been going on for a couple of weeks, where you get 50% off those 8 products, which is the heirloom barley, the collagen peptides, omega-3s, D3, ashwagandha, resveratrol, vitamin B, olive leaf. These are all products, Bruce, that if you look out over the scope of the world of nutrition, these are all best-selling type products. Collagen peptides, there's millions of people using omega-3s and D3. Ashwagandha is the most popular product for helping with anxiety.
Yeah.
And vitamin B, really great for your energy.
Yeah.
Yep. Resveratrol is awesome too, and the olive leaf, which helps with like 300 different things, is also in that sale. So this is a good time to go and check it all out. And right now, Bruce, it is 19 minutes after 10.
All right, Bob. Appreciate that. Now, to make sure everybody gets to Bob's website to check out the sales, two different sales, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you get there, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's site. Boom, you're right into Boomer's site. You go right through, see the product menu. You can pull down the on-sale tab and see all the products that were mentioned. You know, you still have those 8 products that if you buy three or more, mix and match, you get them 50% off, half price. Separately, as Bob was just talking about, the 4 powders are all 20% off on a flash sale. That might last 2 or 3 days, maybe longer, maybe not. It's a flash sale. So check that out. 2 good deals. Now, to get to customer support for any reason, you call 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And as you know, Bob is located in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, on Central Avenue, west coast of Florida. So, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. That's a really cool new flash sale. And also, and you know what's interesting about that is the trial size of Gladiator barley is half the size of a normal full-size canister. So, in a way, if you've been taking Gladiator barley for a while, like I have for 15 years now, I could buy 2 of those trial size Gladiator barley, and I'd have 1 full size canister. So essentially, you're buying it 20% off. All right, thanks everybody. Thank you, Bob, for that. I appreciate that. It's a great sale. And let's get into the intel. Let's get into what I'm supposed to be talking about. Now, as you guys know, I try to create somewhat of a timeline for us so that we can capsulize this a little bit. We're going to go back to Friday. Remember, our last call was Thursday night. Friday, we found out Saturday that Friday at 8 p.m., the Clarity Act had been initiated. And that, remember, the Clarity Act has to do with cryptocurrencies and XRP being the main one that is actually going to be used to back the value of our new dollar, the USN. So that act was finally passed. It was held up in the Senate forever, and it finally passed one way or another. It got through, and now that is integrated where cryptocurrencies will be fully integrated into the quantum financial system, the QFS. And I just think it's a good thing that that is something that will be backing XRP, gold-backed, will be backing our dollar, our USN dollar, USN dollar. Okay? So keep that in mind. That's taking us back to last Friday. Since then, information has come talking about Wednesday, Thursday, right now more Friday, and I'll tell you where it's going. What we're getting is, from one particular source, says we are on high alert for Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Tuesday night. We're on high alert for Wednesday, Thursday. My own personal feeling is, it's more of a high alert for Thursday. And I'll tell you why. Certain redemption center leaders have been off yesterday, today, on call tomorrow, but going in to the redemption centers on Thursday. So we know Thursday is going to be pretty active. Tomorrow could be. Because remember, when these leaders go in and the staff goes in to the redemption center on a Wednesday or Thursday, it's to set the appointments for us from the call centers connecting to the redemption center that's indicated by your zip code, that you key that in when you make that 800 number call. Now, is tomorrow in play? Well, we're on high alert for it, so I guess it could be. Is Thursday in play? I think it should be, because Redemption Center leaders are going in on Thursday. So that takes us all the way up to Thursday. Now, what else is happening? We are hearing that we should receive our tariff dividends. Remember, these are dividends that we're getting. We don't know exactly for how long. It could be monthly. It could be for 1 year. It could be for 3 years. We don't know. But it's around $2,000, maybe a little more. But $2,000 coming. We've had $2.5 billion already go out yesterday by mail, by snail mail, and some by FedEx, some of those. Only $2.5 billion worth, though, and that's good. Now, what about the rest of it? What about the direct deposits that we're going to receive? A lot of us are going to get this by direct deposit. It's supposed to happen for us over the next 3 days. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So be looking for that tariff dividend to hit your bank account sometime over the next 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Now, certain people should receive it in the mail. Some people, and I think they're trying to prove up who is truly a citizen and who is a legit person, will get it by FedEx. And they'd have to proof up who they are and sign for it if they meet the criteria. And there's some paperwork with that has to be signed off on to give back to the FedEx delivery person. So that is a small percentage probably, but some will get it that way. Most of us will get it by a direct deposit to our bank accounts. And believe me, if you have a Social Security number, they have your bank account. Don't worry about it. Okay? So be looking for it over the next 3 days or so. Now, what else? See how we're moving toward the weekend? Yeah, we're going that direction. What else did we hear? Listen to this. We've got two confirmations that the EAS, the Emergency Alert System, and EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System, will be utilized Friday and or Saturday this week, initiating the broadcast on the 24th and 25th of April. That's this Friday and this Saturday. Why are they using that, and what is the purpose of it? Remember, we don't know exactly what's going to be broadcast. We've heard 8 hours at a time. We've heard 6 hours. Some people thought it would be 24 hours. It's not going to be that. I think it's going to be 6 or 8 hours a day for quite a while, and it's going to be also broadcast internationally, not just here in the States, but it could be worldwide. And what's interesting about it is it provides cover for us who are going to the redemption centers. Going to be it's sort of a distraction by watching what's going to be announced, and it could be all over the place. It could be, oh, God, it could be anything from the child trafficking nightmares to the truth about this and that. I even heard President Trump the other day talking about UAPs, UFOs and UAPs. as in terms of disclosure. In terms of disclosure, it was 2 days ago I heard him say that. I was like, wow, okay. So, what I'm saying is it looks like what we're getting could come to us in the way of 800 numbers between now and Saturday. I'll go as far out as Saturday. It could be Thursday, Friday. It could be the start of exchanges over the weekend. I think that's very likely. And we could have all of this done and wrapped up in terms of initiating it this weekend. It's looking very good for that. Let's see, where else can I go that I haven't gone? I'll tell you, rates are going up on the screens. Let's talk about what is the deadline at 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. It's a peace plan with Iran, if they came back to the table today or tomorrow, which is a question mark right now. It may be a non-starter. They've been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you know as well as I do, they have no moral compass. They have no word. There is no truth in what they say, and we can't trust them. So we'll see what actually occurs in terms of a peace plan. The ceasefire will end tomorrow night. It's very fragile. Don't be surprised if bombs start falling all over Iran. We take out all their bridges. We take out all of their power facilities, power plants. This is what President Trump is prepared to do. If they don't come to the table and give us a legitimate, true peace plan that they're willing to adhere to, we're going to bomb them back to the Stone Age. I don't want to have that happen. President Trump doesn't want to have to do that, but the ball is in their court, but we hold all of the cards. So, do we want peace? Yes. Do we want the Middle East to be prosperous? Do we want a prosperous Iran? Yes. We're going to have a super prosperous Iraq already. And I'm excited about the future that we all have with what we have and what we intend to do with it. But it'd be best if we have peace and prosperity throughout the Middle East, including Jerusalem. Now, one more point. We're being told that NASARA, National Economic Security and Recovery Act, National Economic Security and Recovery Act, NASARA, initiates this month for us in the United States. GSARA, the Global Economic Security and Recovery Act, is going to start in May for the rest of the world. Why is that? Because everything is not completely settled. We still have this situation with Iran. We still have a little bit to do with Cuba. That should go pretty quickly. We've got the situation with Russia and the Ukraine has to come to a standstill, to an ending point. I mean, President Trump has done a wonderful job of getting everything where it needs to be before all this is initiated. Remember, he's commander-in-chief. This is a military operation. And he will give the green light to Treasury. Treasury gives the green light to Wells Fargo. Wells gives the green light to the Redemption Center leaders and their staff. And boom, the 800 numbers are released to us to call to set our appointments through the call centers and getting connected to the Redemption Center, where we will redeem our ZIM and exchange our currency. And we'll still have our R&R, our Doge, and that's it. Those two, in addition to our exchanges and everything, at the redemption centers. Now, that is a rundown of the timeline that essentially started with everything being complete with the Clarity Act last Friday at 8 p.m. And then we have the timeline that takes us all the way through, right now through Saturday. And we know that we should get the EBS EAS started Friday and Saturday, Friday and or Saturday, I'll call it, and we'll see what happens. And we should be exchanging. In most redemption centers, we'll go at least 2 weeks, and some may go 3 weeks. It just depends on the demographic. Florida will be busy. Florida's going to have some that will be 24 hours around the clock. 24 hours. If you're in a bigger metro area like Miami or Lauderdale or even, let's see, Orlando, maybe even Tampa, go 24/7. Most of them will open at 9 a.m. or go to 11 a.m. at night. We'll see how it depends on your population, your demographic, and how many ZIM holders and other currency holders there are. Okay? So that is basically everything that I wanted to bring in the way of intel tonight. I think we are that close. We're on high alert Wednesday, Thursday. My guess is Thursday. And then we'll see what happens between Thursday and the weekend. And then with EBS for Friday, Saturday, that's going to really put the icing on the cake. And realize this, when we get our tariff dividend payments, the little $2,000 payments, your 23 and older will get that. Most of us by direct deposit. And when we get that, that allows everybody to have some money so that when we go in for our exchanges and all that good stuff, it's not going to be as noticed. And you're going to be under an NDA if you're a ZIM holder. And if you're not, you're not going to have to sign a non-disclosure if you're just exchanging the other currencies. Okay? So it's going to be great. So we will have a call Thursday night. We'll have an update. We'll see if we're further along. We'll see if we've got any dividends that have shown up yet. If we do, that's the first fruits of what we've all been waiting for. And that's initially a part of NASAR. That's going to be our first fruits when we see those deposits hitting our accounts. And then we go from there. So that's everything I'd like to say. I just want to thank Sue for doing a wonderful job tonight and every night. This was sort of special tonight, I think, Sue, especially all the prayer time, and your segment was wonderful. Thank you for it. And thank you, Bob. Great testimonials. Like the new sale. Two sales now going on concurrently. And I want to thank Big Call Universe for listening for 15 years. You guys know I've been in this for 21 years. And I appreciate everybody that has added to the call. Thank you, Jeannie, Pastor Scott. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, GCK. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the signal out all over the globe using Starlink. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in and staying with us. Appreciate it very much. And we look forward to seeing you Thursday night. So stay tuned. Kind of halfway keep an eye on your account, and who knows, maybe Thursday could be a celebration call. We'll see. All right? So everybody have a great night, and we'll see you Thursday. Let's pray out the call. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you've brought to us tonight. Thank you for the intel. We pray that it is accurate and coming to fruition as the blessing nears. Thank you for everybody that's helped out, that stuck with us, and that believes like we believe along these lines. Thank you for all that you've done for us to get us to this point, and thank you for all that you're going to do with this blessing. Help us to be good stewards of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Good night.